Listener Production. Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Hundreds of thousands of Australians have turned out to dawn services across the country, commemorating Anzac Day before first light. The trumpets sounding at Brisbane's Anzac Square this morning. Well, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has remembered our fallen soldiers at the cenotaph in Sydney's Martin Place.
Though Gallipoli's graves may hold them and her whispering waters hide, the years have no power to part you, nor the width of the world to divide. And today, as you stand to salute them, they too will be here at your side.
This year, the Prime Minister was not at the Australian War Memorial Service in Canberra. Instead, he's at the Isharava War Memorial in PNG after walking the gruelling Kokoda track. Well, federal police are assuring us there's no connection with Anzac Day and yesterday's arrests of seven teenagers in New South Wales. AFP Deputy Commissioner Chrissy Barrett has this message.
This activity is not linked to Anzac Day commemorations or any religious holiday. There is no immediate danger to the community. However, the national terrorism threat level remains at possible.
Overseas, a teenager has been arrested after allegedly stabbing two teachers and a student at a school in Wales. And five military horses have bolted through the streets of London, one covered in blood, throwing off four soldiers during a routine exercise. The D's have downed the Tigers by 43 points in their Anzac Eve clash at the G overnight, Melbourne managing a 10-goal second half. And Lee Montagna says he'll keep a close eye on the Bombers in the Savo's traditional Anzac Day clash with Collingwood. The dual All-Australian told Midweek Rub he wants to see if they overcome their inconsistency and finally deliver a statement win.
For me, all eyes are on Essendon to see what Essendon team it is. If they can cause an upset, then we do start to take them legitimately and seriously. If they get beaten comprehensively, you think, oh, it's the same old Bombers. So all eyes on Essendon.
In NRL, three games across two countries for your Anzac Day, starting in New Zealand with the Warriors hosting the Titans. That's before the traditional meeting between the Dragons and Roosters in Sydney, before Melbourne hosts South Sydney tonight. League legend Mark Geyer says it's one of the best days on the calendar.
I remember playing in Anzac Day. It's the most emotional feeling when you hear the last post and you think of those that have been before us and have served our country, and they're the reason we are here today.
And tributes are continuing to flow in for one of rugby league's biggest stars, Terry Hill, who's passed away age 52. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy and 27 in Brisbane, a possible shower on the Gold Coast and 26, mostly sunny in Sydney and a top of 22, similar skies for Canberra, 18 the max, patchy showers and 16 in Melbourne, grey skies for Hobart, 15 the top, partly cloudy for Adelaide and 19, same goes for Perth and 25. Tune into the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.